The second annual Home Time Hockey Tournament, sponsored by the Westlock Rotary Club, saw 8 teams and 122 players competing in a fun hockey tournament at the Westlock Rotary Spirit Center the weekend of March 15-17. It was a great weekend, with many former Westlock hockey players, family and friends coming home to play, watch hockey and enjoy the weekend. A total of 122 players, ranging in age from 25 to the eldest, Barry Properzy at 73 played on the 8 teams, equipped with various colored jerseys and sponsored by PT Law, Martin Dearline, Westlock Motors, Westlock Ford, Westlock Power Sported and Marine, WPM, Westlock Terminals, Browns Chrysler, and Total Plumbing and Heating. Players on each team were chosen by draw, with an attempt to keep family members on the same team. Again, by draw, the teams in the 12 games played Friday evening and Saturday were selected by draw. Games were 2 periods each of 25 minutes straight time. Although some penalties were called, none were served in the penalty box, but the penalty and player involved were announced over the Page A system. 4 games were held Friday evening starting at 5:30 p.m. Saturday was a busy day, with 8 games beginning at 8 a.m. and the final game at 4:45 p.m. Saturday evening. A dinner, dance and live auction were held at the Westlock and District Community Hall for players and guests. The final 4 games were played Sunday, with the teams at the bottom standing starting and the tournament ending with the top 2 teams. The Westlock Ford and Dearline teams played the first game, starting at 9 a.m., with Westlock Ford winning 9-1. The second game saw the WPM team defeat the Browns Chrysler team in a close 5-4 win. The third game was rather lopsided, with Westlock Terminals defeating the Total Plumbing team 10-4. In the final game, for the tournament championship, Westlock Motors defeated PT Law by a score of 3-0. The score really didn't reflect the game, as it was a very closely played fast game. PT Law just were unable to get the puck past the Westlock Motors goalie and into the net. Overall, it was a very successful weekend of hometime hockey, with lots of fun and entertainment for all. Perhaps one of the happiest persons over the weekend would be Christine Timkow, winner of the 50-50 draw. We weren't given the figure on how much she won, but it was enough to make one heck of a shopping trip for sure. The main event sponsors were Fortis Alberta and the team sponsors listed above. There were 15 live auction sponsors, 8 other major sponsors for the beer gardens, puck sponsor, towel sponsor, cabaret sponsor, raffle basket sponsor, auction sponsor, stadium cup sponsor, referee sponsor, plus 5 general sponsors and 14 game sponsors. The Hometime Hockey Tournament Organizing Committee noted the following. Thank you to all our sponsors and players who have again shown that hockey and sports in general can be an incredible bonding experience. You helped bring together a bunch of people to play, work, volunteer and socialize the good of our greater community of Westlock. All ages of fans and volunteers came. Players from 25-73 years of age played and everyone benefits from the positive interaction and giving back to the community. PT Law and Westlock Motors competed for the A final Sunday afternoon, see results above. Skills from both sides entertained the remaining fans. A good way to spend St. Patrick's Day. Thank you to our captains for the extra time drafting and making sure everyone was registered and knew their schedule. Thanks to the Westlock variants of Jack Michaels, John Mosier. John did a great job announcing as well as giving shout-outs to all sponsors over the weekend. And thanks to the Clyde Choir, Julia Walker and Ian O'Brien for their wonderful singing of our national anthem. It is a successful weekend anytime you can bring so many good people together for a good cause. This is an event that builds relationships and bridges between many.